On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
It is time for the spillover, sponsored by Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers. One love. Bill, you had something you wanted to address here?
Well, yeah, because one of the big things that you hear all the time, you know, in Husker fans, especially if they're out in the streets or different times, you also just hear the go big red and go big red. Come at that. What if we went go big Fred?
Go big Fred.
No, then say, we love Fred.
Okay. We love Fred.
Go big Fred.
We love Fred.
We love Fred. Wouldn't that be nice?
Would you say we love Fred?
We love Fred.
It says we love Fred.
Go big red.
We love Fred.
Go big Fred. We love Fred.
It's already confusing.
No, it's not very confusing. No, it's go big Fred.
We
go
love
big Fred.
We love Fred.
We love Fred.
Yeah.
You're a little quick with us. Do it one more time. Go big Fred.
We love Fred.
There we go. That's better.
Yeah, we got it. Could that not be something in PBA?
Could be some early bird today.
Could be some early bird. Be there at 9.
5 minutes.
Look for him.
Addressing the people.
He'll be addressing the people. I hope there's a line of people waiting.
Where's Fred at?
Where's Fred?
Miscommunication here.
Fred, get
to early bird now.
Fred, if you're listening to us, please get to early bird as soon as you can.
People want to crown you over
I'm
there.
Telling you this. Go big Fred.
They want to crown you.
Yes. Feel powerful.
Jake's going over
to help just kind of get people in line and just an organizational.
I did see within the last hour there was a transfer quarterback on the move.
Okay, who's that?
We mentioned the Auburn quarterback on the move to Florida State.
Yep.
Ashton Daniels, who had very unimpressive stats. Yep. Byron Brown, the quarterback from South Florida, going to Auburn.
Okay, that makes sense, obviously.
Yeah, they follow his coach.
Okay, I've lost touch.
That's still big,
Who's
though.
Auburn's coach right now?
Golish, right?
Golish.
Alex Golish. Okay, that makes sense.
Several players. I did see a deal the other day, maybe it was this morning, where the Penn State fans were like, okay, we love the portal, but can we sign somebody besides Iowa State players? Because right now it's just
all it is.
It's right. All been all Iowa. But that's not a bad thing. When you get to bring players with you, it's such an advantage.
Well, I would ask you this question. Yeah. Is that going to be...
Hey, guys, Jake Sorensen. Every day, companies you've probably never heard of are making billions off of your personal data. Your name, address, phone number, even details about your family are pulled from public records and the internet and then sold without your consent. There's an entire marketplace making money off your privacy, and most people have no idea it exists. But Aura fights back. They remove your personal data from broker sites and keep it off. Aura also alerts you fast if your information shows up in a breach or on the dark web. And if your identity is ever stolen, you are backed up by up to $5 million in insurance and 24/7 U.S.-based fraud support to help you recover quickly. Right now, you can try Aura free for 14 days when you visit aura.com/remove. That's enough time for Aura to start removing your personal information from data broker sites. Sign up today at aura.com/remove and get the peace of mind that your privacy, identity, and finances are safeguarded. That's aura.com/remove. Certain terms apply. See the site for details. Early Break with Sip, Jake, and Bill Bush is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it, so your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
Is that going to be not a prerequisite, but will that be heavily considered?
Heavily
considered when
AD? If you can't bring some players with you, mm-hmm. I mean, there'll be players going to Michigan from BYU and Utah. There will be. And they have a defensive end that, you know, was with their best defensive end, you know, was injured this year. He's back. Mm-hmm. And so the chance of him ending up
someplace. What if he goes to Michigan?
He
had 11 and a half sacks.
Yeah. So there's players. He'll be in for a surprise. Yeah, you'd be surprised how good there are players at different places that can play.
Well, how about as a head coach, when you're looking at coordinators, are you looking now, okay, now who can you bring?
Yeah, it makes a difference.
I mean, Orich is bringing guys. I mean, they got one. They got Owen Chambliss. Now, that's legit. He's legit.
The other guy went to Texas Tech, you mentioned, the starter.
One of the, their edge pass rusher. Guy. Yeah, their edge guy went to Texas Tech.
And those guys are just, I talk all the time, the value in pass rushers is so big. It's exhausting. Like I said, so if you had this, let's just say, like I said, if you had, who led Nebraska this year?
In
sacks.
I'll find it real quick. It's not a big number.
It wasn't a huge number.
Yeah. Hang on, I'll find it.
So my point is, if you said, okay.
I think it was one there.
He had, someone had 13 sacks. You'd freak out.
Yeah.
And that's one a game.
Yeah.
And other teams throw it about 40 times a game. Mm-hmm. It's one.
And Nebraska,
So that's how hard it is.
Yikes. Nebraska's sack leader this year was Javon Wright with 3 sacks.
So how many did they have total? You might not say they had 11 going into 20, the bowl.
22 sacks.
No, they did? Okay.
So I'm seeing 20,
all right. That's probably right.
22 sacks in the season.
Okay. I didn't think there was that many.
Nwaneri had 2.5. Petchak. 2. Lanhart, 2. McCullough, 2. And they have a bunch of 1.5 on down from there.
Okay.
22 total sacks.
And if you had to break that down, you'd want to look at, if I had the breakdown of that, you want to look at, where did the sacks come? Mm-hmm. You know, Houston Christian, Akron, was that where they're from?
Know.
I don't know that, whether that's from. What
I don't know that.
Wonder what they had for sacks in the Big Ten.
That's a good question.
In those 9 games.
Don't have those numbers.
That's what you'd want to know.
It wasn't a lot, though, unfortunately. That's it for us. The drive is next.
Go, we'll see you Big guys. Fred!
We go love Big Fred!
Yeah.
Now the we drive got it. Is next.
This is
going to
take off. Get a t-shirt.